Meanwhile, Christians marking Advent in Bethlehem will gather at the birthplace of Christ in 2 weeks' time to celebrate Christmas Day. Throughout the West Bank, however, people continue to suffer on a daily basis because of separation and isolation. In the village of Jais, for example, 70% of the land is divided by the Israeli security barrier. Mary Clark has just returned from 3 months in the town, where she worked on the World Council of Churches Ecumenical Accompaniment Program, helping people overcome problems such as getting work, school, and their land. She is now spreading the message of people's plight in talks to church congregations and told us why Advent was an important time to remember those in need and how the current Israeli-Palestinian peace talks offer some hope.
Advent is a time of preparation, a time of waiting, a time of getting ready to go to Bethlehem and greet that tiny child. I believe we should be trying to support these people in the Holy Land, and particularly now that there is an opportunity for a restarting of the peace process. Indeed, it has been given a kick start, and we hope that after Christmas, after we've journeyed to Bethlehem, that this peace process will not falter, will not be put off track. And so I believe that we should be praying for these people in the Holy Land where, goodness me, for us, it all started 2,000 years ago.